And
where are the standards? Where are the standards? Guys, where are the standards?
Okay, guys, we have
where are the standards? I need a standard.
I need a standard.
No, I got it right here.
Standard for learning all night.
Guys, heads up, whoa, heads up, whoa.
This is dangerous.
Yeah.
Tomorrow? You'll get there. Okay, guys, hello. Okay, on Mondays. Guys. Okay, on Mondays we do famous Rambams. So. Okay, I'm not holding. On Mondays we do Baruch Hashem, we do famous Rambams. So on the board, there's a famous Rambam. Baruch mi sha'amar. B'haya ha'olam b'chalul v'frato. That means as follows: when the Rambam ends the Rambam, he finished the whole thing. So the Rambam writes at the end of the Rambam, Baruch mi sha'amar v'hoya ha'olam b'chalul v'frato. Blessed is the one who spoke and made the world in its entirety and in its details. So give me a different, what is the antecedent for mi sha'amar v'hoya ha'olam b'chalul v'frato? A one word antecedent. God, Hashem, correct. He's thanking Hashem. Baruch Hashem, I finished. He finished the whole Rambam. You give a little tefillah. Baruch Hashem, I finished. That's what it means. Baruch Hashem, thank God, I finished, and he was giving Hashem a blessing. But the question is, why did he give this particular description? He could have said Baruch Hashem. He could have written Baruch Hashem Hanosein HaTorah. He just finished the whole Torah. The Rambam, you know, organized Kol HaTorah Kula. So what does it mean? Why did he choose this particular phrase? So I once heard a shiur from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal. The Rav that we know, the more famous one, it's the younger brother of the more famous Rav Soloveitchik. And he said he thinks the Pshat of the Rambam is as follows, and he said it based on a mushal he said he once heard from his mother. His mother said as follows: let's say you would ask two people to describe a forest. So you'd ask a scientist. How would a scientist like describe a forest? He'd go into the forest, he'd analyze every type of tree and every type of bush and growth, and he'd pick up the rocks and see the types of little ants that come out, and the scientist could give you, like, you know, 25 million details that are part of this forest. And he'd classify every one and what each one does, and he'd analyze them all, take microscopes out. He said, what if you asked a poet to describe a forest? So his mother said, well, what would a poet do? She'd get into a low-flying airplane and fly over the forest, and you'd see the green over here, the green trees over here, and there's a place where the trees open up, so you see the land in between. You'd see the animals running over there, and you get a whole picture. And the poet could write a poem giving you this picture of this beautiful forest, not just all these 25 million details, but there's a forest, there's a picture, it's beautiful. So that's what it means. Hashem made the world in the big picture and the details. For you have the details. Let's say a leaf. If you really know science well, you could spend an hour, 2 hours discussing a leaf. How a leaf works and how it turns towards the sun and how it gets nutrients. I have a friend who's a doctor. He's an eye guy. He'll talk about eyes for like hours and hours and hours. So if you're into that, that's good. If you're not into that, okay. So he's an eye guy. And the eye, if just the eye itself, you could spend hours and hours and hours describing the complexity of the human eye and how it works and everything. It's incredible. And there are millions and millions and millions of these pratim in the world. But then the natural world also, there's the klal. It's beautiful. This leaf is part of a tree. And this tree is part of a group of trees. And this group of trees is part of a forest. And this forest is part of a landscape. And it's on a mountain. And there's a mountain range. And so the world's incredibly beautiful. And the eye is part of the face. And the face, the tzel melukim comes out in the face. So each piece of the face and each piece of the body is part of a bigger picture. So if you want to really praise Hashem properly for nature, you can't just say, oh, Marab Masach Hashem, the leaves are amazing. And you can't just say, oh, Hashem, the mountains in Israel are beautiful. You have to say both. Hashem made all the leaves. Hashem made all the details. And he made all the beautiful big picture as well. So that's what that phrase means. Baruch Hashem, the one who made the world, Bechlau Uvefrat, the poet and the scientist. Oh, got that? So why does he use that description here in the Rambam? So Rav Aaron said as follows. The Rambam had just finished classifying and codifying Kol HaTorah Kula. That's what the Rambam did. He took everything and organized the incredible greatness of the Rambam beyond our understanding. He organized, he took all of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, and he organized it. The Gemara is not so organized. If you want to learn Hilchos Tefillah, you have to learn Maseches Brachos. You've got to learn parts of Maseches Shabbos. You've got to learn parts of Maseches Megillah. You've got to learn parts of Maseches Tainis. You've got to learn a lot of other things too. Just to learn Hilchos Tefillah. So the Rambam said Hilchos Tefillah, he took all of it and put it into one spot. You want to learn Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. So you've got to know all of Mishnayos Taharos, okay? Then Taharos is everywhere. Chagigah, we just got Chagigah. The end of Chagigah, you have to learn half of Shas to know Taharos too. So the Rambam took everything and organized. So the Rambam had Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the greatness of the Rambam. It's all there. So Rav Aaron said as follows. The Rambam had just finished Kol HaTorah Kula. So now he wants to praise Hashem. And he says, Hashem, just like in the natural world, each detail is amazing, and we have to praise God for each detail, but there's also the big picture. Now, me, the Rambam, I want to praise you and thank you, Hashem, for what? The same thing in the Torah. Each halacha is amazing. You can learn one halacha in the Rambam for a month, for a week, what it means, and what the halacha says, and where he gets it from in the Gemara. Each halacha is beautiful. Every piece of Torah is amazing. It's the Dvar Hashem. But once you finish Kol HaTorah Kula, so the Rambam says, Hashem, I can look back now and I see the whole picture. It's incredible. I see how it all fits together. Bichlal uvefrato. So the Rambam chose this particular description of Hashem to thank Hashem when he finished writing the whole Rambam. That's what Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said. I think it's a very, very beautiful shot.